Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
It's called But Wait, There's More. It is the improv game where each of us get four cards. Each of the cards has a single word on it. You take two cards, you combine them. That is your first product that you are selling to the infomercial crowd. After 30 seconds of hard sell, you'll hear But Wait, There's More, and then you flip your other two cards. That's your other product. For example, if I were playing right now, my first product would have been the stick joke. Wish I had said joke stick. That would have been
Joke stick would be a lot easier. But
and my second product would be noise traffic. My, those both suck.
Yeah, those are terrible.
Mm. I do. I wouldn't like that at all.
No.
Glad I didn't get those. All right, who wants to go first?
I will.
Hot Wings, you are first.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
On your mark, get set, begin.
Well, good morning, everybody. You know, we go through life and we often need a lot of things, but we don't even know what those are sometimes.
Weird start.
Sometimes you also need something that you do know what it is, and you know you're getting horny and you want to make babies, and you go, I don't know, my hormones are all over the place. That's why you need a hormone tarp. You throw that baby down, and it'll capture all your hormones.
Oh, they're just leaking out of you.
They're leaking out of you. Yeah, so you don't want leaky hormones. That's why you need the hormone tarp.
But wait, there's more.
But, you know.
Have you ever done this?
That's early.
It's not.
Hormones, you got those all set, situated now. A bunch of kids just
were those words?
Self a camera dress.
You have a stroke.
It's a dress covered in cameras. I don't know why.
Did you
just
get
there? It's
gummy
good for
before you came to
TikTok
work
and stuff.
That was so awful.
TikTok and stuff.
First of all, you started. You had 30 seconds to describe your hormone tarp. You spent 18 seconds saying, I don't know if you know what you want or not.
Welcoming us to the
but when you know what you want, you need it because you want it. So
but you don't even know what you need.
You might want if you need it.
That being said, therefore, henceforth.
Right. There was like an 11-second pause after, but wait, there's more, then some giggling, then just dress camera.
Sometimes confusion is the number one selling point of any product. Why do I want it? I don't know, but I heard it.
Yeah, why am I holding my phone and my credit card? I don't know. I just got confused. I feel like I drove a car into a farmer's market.
Maybe I shouldn't have gone first.
Tough act to follow.
I don't know.
Here.
I think, yeah. Who wants to go second?
Can I go, please?
Tommy is like flying through the window. Let me go. All right, Tommy.
Yeah,
your goal is to be better than Hot Wings.
Yeah, for once, I think that I have a pretty good chance of not being the worst one on here. So thank you for that, Hot Wings. Appreciate
that. Oh, boy. Okay, big words.
Here we go.
All right.
You're setting yourself
I would have
failure.
Said that after.
You're right. I take it back.
Nope,
really.
Too late. Nope, there's
too
no take
late.
Back unless
it.
It's me.
We heard it. All right, Tommy. Go!
Alrighty. Well, I just want to say thank you, everybody, for being here today, especially special guest Hot Wings, who really, really brought it home there. Today, I'm going to introduce you to the sword goggles. These bad boys, when you see somebody looking at you on the subway, on the train, sometimes they're giving you that piercing look in your eyes, and you know what? Why don't you return it literally with your sword goggles? You know, no one's going to mess with you if you've got two big swords honking out of your eyes. And that's what my grandma always said, and I took that to heart, and so I really put it on my face, and I live by the heart of my sleeve, ace of my sleeve. And I wear my sword glasses. And now you can, too.
But wait, there's more.
But if you buy right now, oh my, you can get the magnet gum. Sometimes this is a bad combo because metal and gum are not great. And if your sword goggles suddenly get put in your face.
Quite an endorsement.
Sometimes it's bad.
Yeah, sometimes it's bad. But if someone is really giving you that look on the subway and you just kind of want to not make it super obvious that you are returning the glare, why don't you throw a piece of magnet gum at them and your sword goggles will go flying right towards them.
But anybody else think Tommy gets bullied on mass transit a lot? What's going on? Tired of someone looking at you funny on the subway? Yeah. I've never been on one. Why don't you put your swords in your eyes?
I just will say, at least I did a whole minute or 30 seconds.
You did great.
Yeah, who was better, Hot Wings or Tommy?
Tommy.
They did both have the lengthy intros, though.
Yeah, I think we have to institute a rule that you can't have the lengthy intro.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're using up all your... yeah, I kind of like it.
I know.
Yeah,
I might have to try it out here.
Yeah. Don't give me rules. You do it how you want. I'll do it how I want.
Yeah, let Hot Wings do it the worst if he wants to.
And you heard Tommy try to bully me and then try my exact same tactic.
Maybe you need a pair of sword goggles, pal.
I guess might. My.
So are the sword goggles, are they actual swords?
So they're goggles, and on the ends of them, there's little swords.
Little swords?
Yeah.
And what they, now they've gotten little?
And what do they do to the person?
Do they obstruct your view?
No, so that's the beauty of it. So it's like kind of above. So it's like not only on a sunny day,
it's
like a nice little
sword
visor. Yeah, exactly.
So it's just a slightly menacing look?
Yeah.
Are you tired of not looking like the biggest douchebag when you wear your visor?
It's for when you're like in a pit at a festival or whatever, and you're trying
subways.
Oh,
and you just kind of keep walking through, and you kind of keep poking people, and no one comes near you.
Okay, all right.
It sounds like an assault.
It does. It sounds like
no,
you're going to get
arrested. No, it's a fashion statement, Steve.
So you should wear that with the dress camera and get your upskirts done.
Yes, Steve, you big jerk with your big mouth.
All right, did you not say that?
All right, Steve, you've been called out.
All right.
You just got slapped with the white glove of destiny. You're ready for a duel.
Okay.
All right, Steve, your time begins in 3, 2, 1.
Look, idiots, you know what you need? You need pizza power!
Pizza
power! Yeah! You tired of just being lame? Not having any motivation to do anything? Get yourself some pizza power!
I love pizza power.
Yeah, all you have to do, order a pizza, eat that whole damn thing in about a minute, and it gives you, everybody... Pizza power!
So wait, you don't actually sell pizza? You just sell the idea of pizza power?
Maybe you didn't hear me. You order a pizza, you eat it, and you get
pizza power!
But wait, there's more.
Tired of being lame? Yeah, me too. That's why you need yourself a lava child!
Oh, wow!
Nah, you're still lame.
It's a child made of lava!
Wow. You're dangerously close to saying that's a very hot child.
Tired of cold children? You need yourself a hot child. Get yourself, everybody,
lava child.
Thank you very much. $49.99 a month.
Keep Mother Nature in the face. Totally started to have some. What was that drink?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't.
Jolt.
No, it was the spoof commercial. Kick Mother Nature in the face.
Oh, I don't know.
Turbo legs.
Well, I would have been more interested in a power pizza than getting pizza power.
What are you, crazy?
Yeah.
Got the chance to get pizza power?
Slap some people with pepperonis?
Yeah.
I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of pizza,
we should get some pizza power.
Yeah. Hey, Lava Speaking Child, bring hot- us some pizza power.
Speaking of hot kids.
Strange. All right. You want to go, Kelly?
I'll go.
Okay. Tough act to follow.
I know. Pizza power. What's
I said,
wrong,
speaking
man?
Of hot kids.
He really wants us to know that he's talking about that.
I do look like a hot 12-year-old, don't I? I was asking Hot Wings specifically.
That's why I didn't answer.
I know. No and no. Go.
Hi, Sharks. Before I get started, I'd just like to say a few things about how thankful I am to be here and to tell you guys about my gun leash.
Now,
I know this sounds a little bit crazy in times when guns are bad, but the gun leash is good. It is good. You see somebody with a gun that shouldn't be, you whack them with that leash, and now you got them. It'll get any gun out of anybody's hands with zero violence.
Well, that's not what I thought it'd
be. It's the gun leash, which is so, so great.
But and wait, there's more.
Thank God. You're going to want to plant this in your front yard, Hot Wings.
Yeah.
It's desire grass.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to lure all your hot neighbors into your house, just plant some desire grass and watch that seed grow.
Ooh.
You can plant that seed anywhere you want. You know what I mean?
Ryan?
You can plant it at work. You can plant it at Walmart. You can plant desire grass wherever you so desire.
Plant it at Walmart?
Yeah.
Where are you going? I'm going to go plant some grass at Walmart.
I don't want to attract anyone who's at Walmart.
Why don't you stay here and toot your kazoo, dum-dum?
Gun leash really got me.
Yeah, right? I did not think the gun leash was for taking guns from other people. I thought it might be for keeping your own, you know, like regular leashes and dogs.
Yeah. Or like a lighter leash.
I just like knowing that when in times that guns are bad...
Yep.
Gun leash.
Hey, is this a time when guns are bad? Get my gun leash.
Oh, no, guns are bad.
All right. Maitley, you want to go or you want me to go?
Okay, I can go.
Did you say for I should go?
I can go.
All right, Maitland, your time begins in 3, 2, 1.
Sup, dudes? Thank you for showing up to my presentation today for my product, the Sky Pool. Don't you ever feel like it's such a hot day and you're like, man, if I could just go in the sky above all this heat and take a dip, that would be where I'd want to be.
No.
So, I don't know if that's how heat works.
It's a pool so high, it's in the sky. We're gonna
I'm the only one on drugs today.
Is that the tagline?
But wait, there's more.
And when you buy your Sky Pool today, we'll give you a discount on the stool horse. Are you sick of drinking alone on your poolside bar? Well, get yourself a horse that'll sit on that stool all day long.
In a pool?
A stool horse.
Yeah.
A stool in a pool with a horse in the sky.
Of course.
He's your best friend, my guy. Now we're just rhyming because that is so funny.
I think Maitland got high during that commercial.
I mean,
oh,
a stool
good.
Horse is better than horse stool. I guess.
That would have been a tough sell.
Yeah. Well, it's good for your desire grass, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Helps it grow.
I like that when it's hot, you can just go in the sky and it's cooler.
Yeah.
I really
you
like
get
that.
Up above the heat.
Yeah. Yeah, you escape the heat.
This text came in right after Steve's. I am so weirdly pumped up right now at Power Pizza and yelling it that I would order a Power Pizza and
pizza
a lava
power.
Child.
Pizza power.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people said pizza power. So strong it knocks the bike seat off the bike.
Yes.
It happens.
All right, boy.
All right, Free Bear, it's your turn.
I have no idea how this is going to go.
Okay, your time begins in 3, 2, 1.
All right, everybody. You know what? Sometimes you see someone and they've had an accident. You're like, gosh, I wish you could grow amputated parts on trees or even get them from donors or something. But no, you don't need to do any of that. Get the leg fountain. Oh, yeah, it's just flowing out legs all the time. Boom. Press a button, Asian legs. Press another button, sexy legs. Press another button, stumpy legs. This leg fountain has all sorts of legs. And buy now and you get the extra add-ons, you can get bonus legs, 3 legs, and no legs from the leg fountain.
But wait, there's more.
In addition to leg fountain for just $19.99, there's no decimals in that. It's $1,999. You'll also get... Moisture tragedy.
Oh,
moisture
no.
tragedy is just this. Do you have wet underwear? Boom! Tragedy! But a little sprinkled moisture tragedy takes away all of the wet, liquidy sadness of your crotch and replaces it with a dry, arid wonderland.
Could you explain to me as a potential buyer of your products?
Yeah. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
What differentiates an Asian leg from a European leg?
I mean, people have different legs. You want a regional-based leg.
Sure.
I mean, if you lost your leg, do you want a leg from Australia?
Maybe. They seem
powerful. All of a sudden, all you
do
is shoeies and walk around weird. Probably you'd walk in circles. One leg's going upper hemisphere, and the other one's going lower hemisphere.
Yeah,
that'd be terrible. If you got a European leg, you couldn't plug it into our outlets?
Yeah, legs work backwards in Australia.
Yeah, man. What a stupid question you asked.
Well, I just want a dumb answer.
Clarification. because I had dreamt of having a tree that grows amputated limbs.
Well, that,
that was a fountain. A fountain.
Well, it became that. Oh,
yeah. Some people wish there was a tree, but they used too much of the resources and your grass dies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happened. Yeah.
That was good.
I do have a fist bush.
That was a good drop right there.
Yeah. So is Steve talking about hot things that are young that I'm not going to say? I better hear that coming up. I better hear some sabotage doled out to someone else.
Mm-mm, that's not how it works.
Yes, it is exactly how it works.
Sabotage works in one direction.
What is this? Sabotage. Sabotage.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.